think there's a really, really important discussion. I give you a little parable, my picture of how it works. I believe God gave all of us 6 boxes of knowledge, but he only ever gave 5 of us. He only gave us 5 keys, and he gave our 6th key to another person.
Well, let's see. There were a lot of questions. They were good questions. I wish you had more time for it. Actually, I agree with the rabbi that, in fact, religion, I do think, is responsible, at least in Europe, for the rise of science. And there's nothing wrong about that. That's fine. And it's the rise of the Enlightenment. And the reason was the only game in town. It was the National Science Foundation of the 14th century. But
at least reveal something.
Yeah. No, that's right. And so, but that's fine. And it led to something that's remarkable, and we should thank it and move on. But the question of morality, which you really raise in some sense, or utility, is an interesting and a deep question, which really requires a lot more discussion. But I think the statement made that people don't kill me because they believe in God, I think few people in this room, although it's not so clear after this debate, but few people in this room would say they didn't. If they didn't believe in God, would they shoot me? I think almost most of the people in this room would say no. I've asked that to audiences only once or twice, that people put up the answer, said yes. But so I think there are other reasons that people have morality. In fact, if we want to seek morality, I happen to personally think that the Bible, certainly the Old Testament, is where the Ten Commandments are written, is one of the worst places to look. There was no problem with slewing the firstborn child and of an entire civilization, or giving your daughters out to be raped because you didn't want men to be raped. And so I don't think that's really a morality. But the final thing I think I'll say, and I think it's really important, this humility thing that you brought up, because, and I think it's an important part of the Buddhist tradition that I admire. But I think it's very, I should listen more, and I try as I get older. But thinking less is something I never want to do. And I do think that ultimately science is the most humble activity. Assuming the universe is made for us is not humble. Assuming that we're an insignificant bit of our marvelous universe and we make the most of it as we can is humble.
Thank you.
Okay. So, first of all, regarding the person that spoke about this gathering at the World Economic Forum, so we are gathering here multi-stakeholders, and I actually think it's the best solution for the conflicts we have in the world, because we meet people here as equals, and I can see that so many people here are not so different than I am, and I wish we had more gatherings like that of different organizations all over the world, so we can feel that we are this global community that has this shared values. About the knowledge, where does knowledge come from? So I don't know. I don't know where knowledge comes from, and I wish I knew, and I don't know even what's going to be my next thought. Nobody knows what is it going to think in a minute. And I think that's the humbleness we're talking about, which is really important. And that's the places where we can really listen to God, like someone asked. Like, in these spaces, which you really don't know what's left. That's it.
Thank you very much. I don't think I would even try to attempt to summarize the discussion this afternoon. It has been great. I think I would like to deeply and humbly thank my panelists for sharing their thoughts and their feelings. I think they've been very honest, which is very important in terms of having a broad and open discussion. And I think that's really how we can move forward, by having an honest discussion and being able to respect differences, but being honest about what you think. So thank you very much once again for coming along. And